This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
All right, Matt, welcome back. Well, never a dull moment Tuesday.
Well, listen, Michelle, we're airing this right now, and in 5 minutes, the whole thing could change.
True.
But the Anthony Davis situation has taken an interesting turn today. The Los Angeles Lakers, as first reported by the LA Times, are pulling out of the Anthony Davis sweepstakes for now. So this is massive news, of course, because the NBA trade deadline is Thursday, and the Lakers wanted to get a deal done before Thursday. That way they could pair Anthony Davis with LeBron. He said he's made it known through his representatives that he wants to go to the Lakers. He has a home in the Los Angeles area. This is super important for the Lakers because LeBron ain't getting any younger. Anthony Davis is under contract for the rest of this year and next. So theoretically, if they don't get a deal done now before Thursday's trade deadline, the earliest they could do a deal would be the summer. But even still, Michelle, then the Lakers package doesn't really change and a lot more teams would be able to get into the bidding war. So basically, the Pelicans could hold out for a better deal this summer or trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers now. The Lakers made an embarrassing offer up front. The Pelicans countered and asked for everything, like 4 first-round picks, a couple of second-round picks, and all of their young players. The Lakers said, bleep you, that's absurd. And so the Pelicans said, okay, so we'll just hang out here until the summer when everybody else will offer us really good deals, and you will as well. It was probably the smartest thing the Pelicans could have done from a negotiation standpoint. There is no reason at all for them to rush into a deal with Los Angeles. The Pelicans have all of the leverage. They've got Anthony Davis under contract for another year and a half. Boston has made it known, that who has a ton of resources, that they will be aggressive in pursuing Anthony Davis this summer. They'll put together the most attractive a deal for Anthony Davis. There was no point in New Orleans rushing into a deal with the Lakers. That would be like if you had an asset, let's say your house. Let's say you have a house in a great neighborhood that everybody would want to buy. Houses in that neighborhood never go up for sale. And like the first person that comes in offers you 50 cents on the dollar when you've got an open house next weekend and 50 people already confirmed, why in the world would you sell your house for pennies on the dollar? You wouldn't. So there's no way the Pelicans should have done this deal with the Lakers, and they didn't, and that's good news. So at least for now, because in 5 minutes that may change, but it looks like Anthony Davis to the Lakers is on hold.